Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. It is the podcast. Yeah.
Another voyage into discovery and general mischief, that is. Actually, and it's a significant one because, you see, as you're hearing this, depending on when you're listening to this, PJ Gallagher could currently be crying. Because
for loads of reasons.
Yeah, if you're listening to this over the weekend, okay, normally it goes up on a Friday, sort of after the show.
It does. So people, I should be in the air, actually.
Yeah, if you're listening to it on Friday, he could still be in the air. If you're listening to it on a Saturday or Sunday or whatever, he could currently be crying as somebody presents him with the bill for something that he's just purchased.
And it doesn't matter what it is. Everything's bleeding expensive in this. What the flipping Jesus was I thinking? Booking Iceland as my first weekend away, my first time leaving the country in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, because traditionally sort of holidays or city breaks or any of that sort of stuff that, you know, I mean, it's a thing to rejoice, a thing to look forward to, a thing to revel in.
Yeah.
You've just been dreading
it. I've been dreading it. It's unbelievable. Like, why didn't I just go to the sun? Like, when you think of it, the sun is cheap. But I had no idea, like, Iceland was as expensive as it's turned out to be, I'll be honest.
All joking aside, what did attract you to Iceland?
The Aurora Borealis.
Really?
Yeah, Aurora Borealis. And the fact that it's a bit of an oddball place, you know, a load of beakers walking around. You know, and they love horses. And anyone I've ever met from Iceland has been absolutely sound.
Horses.
Oh, they're mad for
I can't
horses.
Think of anything crueler to do than to put a horse in a freezing cold country.
No, yeah.
I have to stand out in this field.
At least they're not buying anything. I swear to God. But I had this impression in my head, right?
Yeah.
That it was a really cool, laid-back place. I was told it was expensive. I was there, grand. But I thought expensive, like Paris is expensive.
Yeah.
It makes Paris look like feckin' Bangkok Market. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking 12 quid for a pint, and then I was chatting, I'm working with this other woman, Lottie, from England. She lives in fucking London.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, it's very expensive in Iceland. She has me and my husband. Now, she doesn't talk like this at all. She's actually quite posh.
But
it's the
fair,
only English accent I can do.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what does she work at? Is she on EastEnders?
Yeah. Yeah, me and my husband went to Iceland and we sat there, we did it, 70 quid for a main course for one person. She goes,
oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh my holy fart almighty.
70 bills for
for a main course. She said it wasn't even great, like it was kind of grand.
That's right, because we actually had a text into the show during the week, somebody saying that the food was a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
Because they eat fermented shark.
And puffin and all.
Puffin.
I mean, it better come in a snack box. Imagine having a snuffin pack box.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
Is a puffin the thing they used to use on the Guinness ads?
No, that's a toucan.
That's a toucan.
Yeah, a puffin is like...
What's a six pack? I'll just have a toucan, please. Are you sure you don't want the six? No, just give us a toucan, will you? I'll tell you, I couldn't handle six.
Yeah.
So what's a puffin like?
So a puffin, we have them in Donegal as well. They're like they're sort of like a black and white, half a penguin, half a parrot they look like.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but they're short. They're like a toucan, but with a much shorter beak.
Oh, right. Okay,
yeah, they don't have a long beak.
They couldn't afford a long beak up there.
You couldn't, yeah. Why would you? I swear to God, man, it's unbelievable. Like,
because, like, you know what I mean? You think about the general gist behind a break of any sort, you know, be it a holiday or a city break or whatever, as you say, is, you know, you think about all the positives. You think about, like, the things you
exactly.
can't get here.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why the sun appeals and you're away from the, you know, the kind of the whatever, the hustle and bustle. And again, in fairness, for a lot of those sunny climates, as you already mentioned, they have a, you know, it's a cheaper kind of to eat out.
Exactly.
And to do all that sort of stuff.
That's what people go to Spain because they can't afford to stay in Ireland on a holiday. Now, I saw one person tweeting during the week said if Elon Musk, with his 44 billion quid he spent on Twitter, he could have got a nice family break for four in Killarney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas you chose to go to a place colder than Ireland.
Yeah.
Way more expensive than Ireland.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And
I get the Aurora Borealis or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure Iceland.
It's not there at the moment.
It's
over in Russia. You can't see it. It hasn't been seen there for nearly a month.
So you went to it at the wrong time.
Yeah,
as well.
No, it's not coming. It's not there for ages. But not till next year because the days are getting longer now as well. Yeah.
So basically, all you have to look forward to is hopefully getting a shot off a hot geezer.
Yeah, a hot geezer. And I'm going to be living on Toblerones in the hotel room. and like whatever.
Which you'll have brought with you.
Yeah, and whatever whiskies I got out of the duty free. It's going to be amazing. Pretty much
hope,
like that.
I hope security open your case on the way over.
Yeah.
It'll be just full of pot noodles and cup of soups and all that stuff.
I'll be like that lad with the Denny Rashers in the thing. I'll be like that. I'll be as bad as that.
You should take care. You know that little hot plate thing that we use sometimes on the Fridays?
Yeah,
take that with you. Just conjure up a little meal there before you have to go out and eat.
Isn't it amazing the way your life can turn to shit in a heartbeat, isn't it? You know the way you planned it? Everything's turned to shit now.
Yeah.
Like, Liverpool are going to win the Champions League. That's the worst thing imaginable.
Oh, don't say that now. There's no need to be totally catastrophic about this.
Yeah, Bowes score get more goals against themselves this year than they do against the opposition. The Dubs are losing to everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The sport. And the holidays are getting colder and more expensive. You're going the wrong direction. It's amazing the way everything you used to do that was fun.
I mean, and you had backwards. You had a weird sort of perfect storm then, sort of last week. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Because, literally, you went and you put yourself into debt. You got a loan.
I did.
To buy a motorbike.
I did. I don't know why I was... What was I thinking, man?
And then set off to one of the most expensive places on the planet.
I'm living like Lord... Like Lord was something.
Yeah.
I'm living like your man in... Like I own Slane Castle like the last while. I spend the money...
Sure,
I
that lad hasn't got a... He couldn't afford to go to Iceland, that lad.
No, he couldn't, no. He could flog the castle.
Sure, Elon Musk only bought Twitter because he couldn't afford a break in Iceland.
But I've gone mad lately. Like, I've gone absolutely mad. Like, you know, yeah. I'm so, like, devouring takeaway meals like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I had a whole box of jelly beans on my own yesterday at lunchtime. And
I love the way your expenditure is always... It's so bizarre. It's all chocolate Mikados and jelly beans.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, right? Texting a friend of mine yesterday. And he said, you live as if a million or an 8-year-old had won the lotto. You bought yourself a bike and a load of jelly beans. He says, that's what 8-year-olds do.
It's very true, man.
Like, if you ask an 8-year-old, what do you want to do when you're older? He'd say, I want to buy a bike and eat a box of jelly beans
and
for lunch.
And chocolate Mikado and all that.
Yeah,
and have Easter eggs for me dinner.
And go to where the Vikings come from. This is like an 8-year-old. It's not real.
It is bizarre. For example, you know, you celebrated a birthday recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're going through a midlife crisis, it's the weirdest one ever. I mean, the motorbike everybody would get. Oh, midlife crisis. Yeah, I bought myself a motorbike. Yeah. I suppose he went mad on the booze and the drugs, did he? Not really, no. He bought himself a load of jelly beans.
Yeah.
And he started eating chocolate Mikado.
He keeps eating chocolate. You can't pass a petrol station without buying a pack of the chocolate Mikados.
It is the most bizarre middle-aged crisis I've ever heard.
Yeah, but like you said, as far as midlife crises go, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of it now, and I haven't gone, like, I haven't gotten a sports star and gotten mad on the Hoors or anything. Like, I haven't gone to the point that, like, you know, I'm not swanning around with leather jacket and shades on, hanging in the bar trying to hit on 20 somethings. You know, like,
give it time, buddy.
Yeah. You know, I'm not spending money on, you know, sex workers. I'm not doing anything terrible.
The only way a sex worker could get you interested is if she came up to you and said, do you want a good time? You'd end up turning around saying to her, why, do you have an Easter egg in there?
I know, that's it, yeah.
Have you got some jelly beans or something?
Yeah, what have you got? She'd be like, oh, there's a dealer over here. What's he got?
Yeah.
Does he have white Toblerones? I've heard they're unbelievable.
Yeah, I can get you the good stuff. What?
Yeah.
Not the one with the nuts in it.
You're joking, yeah. The fruit and nut Easter egg. The one with the bits. Yeah, so I'll take it. Like, as bad as it is, or as crazy as it is, I'll take it. But when I come back from Iceland, maybe we'll do it on the show or something. I'm going to try and get my life back together. I'm going to try and lose the extra. Because last week was a final straw when a man patted me on the belly and told me we'd have some job fitting you into a racing suit. Like, that was the last straw.
That's a shocker.
So when I come back, that's definitely going to be.
So it's new leaf stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, new leaf stuff.
Because I have to confess, I mean, I'm really enjoying the new bad. PJ, do you know what I mean? I like that alter ego. I'm enjoying it because it just makes me feel better about my life.
Well, do you know what?
I think if you're a proper friend at all, the least you should do is continue to be completely out of, you know, off the wagon and out of shape and all out of control. Just so that I can feel relatively normal.
Although, we should try and do a show. You know the way everyone goes, well, I'm going to lose 12 pounds and take up yoga and Pilates, and I'm going to do exercise, and I'm going to eat nothing but tambouleh granola or something. Like, we should do something on the show where it's just happy medium. we should have aim for the happy medium.
Yeah.
You know, where we kind of like, where I'll be good Monday to Friday, and then, you know, I'll let loose, and then maybe I'll just have a couple of weekend, maybe one or two on Wednesday if there's a match on. Actually, on Monday, there's a lot of good matches on a Monday. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
Champions League. All right, after maybe the Champions League final, I'm going to get me act together.
Do you know what we should do, actually? We should do similar, in case you missed out on it during the week, we were, believe it or not, on Thursday, designated as the Sunday Times pick of the day.
Yes, we were.
Right. Which was it was a very proud moment.
Very proud moment.
Yeah, we didn't get out for us. No trophies or anything, which is a bit of a shame.
But but still, you know, it's nice to be with the high Palladium.
But I did raise the question on my Instagram as to whether that's a sign we should only ever work Thursdays.
Yeah.
If Thursdays was the pick of the day.
If we're on a peak.
So maybe we should do that with our new leaf, you know, turning over our new leaf. Maybe we should just, like, let's not go all in.
Yeah.
Let's have one good day a week.
Yeah.
One day where we, you know, rein it in.
That's a good idea, actually. We even get a theme song for it. We could try and get one day, then gradually over a year, 2 days, you know.
Yeah.
One day, 2 day, happy days. 3 day, 4 day, happy days.
Yeah, yeah, and eventually we'll get there.
Yeah, and then Fridays are cider days. Wrap it up in Smiddix too. These days are... Yeah.
Actually, this is, I mean, since we did start talking about Iceland, he did take a fair bit of stick, PJ, during the week on his Iceland trip. And you'll actually hear that in the best bits very shortly. There was a few choice expressions.
Well, there's a couple
offered
of, yeah,
to him.
Yeah, there were.
And a few interesting tourism suggestions.
Tourism,
I can tell you that.
Yeah, the tourist attractions there are not like.
Not for the faint hearted.
Not for the faint hearted.
Also, it was during the week International Noise Awareness Day.
International Noise, yes, it was. That's right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
so we were getting a few suggestions on that.
Yeah.
A few interesting ones as well. Played right into your hands. why did we end up talking about prisons?
Because there was, we've heard that how many prison escapes there is in Ireland over the last 4 years.
Yeah. And apparently, doesn't inspire confidence.
Not really. And it's especially the list of them and the crimes they committed. You'll hear it in a bit, but they're not small timers either.
Exactly, yeah. And then there was also a story about specific types of plastic surgery that are apparently now not in fashion.
Yeah, it's gone out of fashion. Yeah, yeah.
Which took us a bit by surprise.
Yeah, the rhinoplasty. If you're getting the rhinoplasty, cancel it. Cancel it immediately.
Doesn't matter what your nose looks like. You're better off focusing on your bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently,
the bum job is the one that everybody's looking for now. It's the peachy sort of jeans and leggings is what we're all after.
So have a listen to the best bits. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Listen, as you know, the other thing, of course, among PJ's many talents is that he is a dedicated follower of fashion. You can listen to his fashion advice, and he's got a piece of serious fashion advice right now. And funnily enough, I don't know if there's an awful lot you can do about this particular piece of fashion advice.
Not really. If you've been there and done that already, there's not a lot you can do. But apparently nose jobs, getting a rhinoplasty is down 75%. 75% they've gone down.
Gone down?
Yeah, yeah. So they are no longer fashionable. It is not fashionable to get your nose surgically rehabilitated or enhanced anymore. So yeah, it's totally gone. It's yesterday's news. Everybody's all about the bums now. You know, it's all about getting the I don't know what to call it. What you call the proper name for the bum operation is a rumpoplasty or something like that. I don't really know. Yeah. But it's all about that. Now that they've had so many sort of scientific leaps forward when it comes to doing the nose. They say there's probably not a need to for surgical interference with a lot of times. So now they have this thing where you get an injection, right?
Right.
And like a temporary filler, and it can reshape your conker for up to 2 years. So your hooter then will be reshaped for 2 years. So it's kind of like you're renting a nose.
Rent a nose.
It's like more like renting a nose than buying a new one.
Right.
And that's all the rage now. This sort of reversible alternative. It puts a stop to people regretting, like, you know, not only some people, they have, like, they might have some huge hooter on them or whatever.
Right.
And then they get it surgically altered. And then all of a sudden they have, like, I don't know, like a Frank Bruno flat spot or something, like,
right,
from getting, yeah. Okay. So this is the new idea.
It's weird that it's a kind of a, you know, it's a trend thing. You'd imagine just, you know, if you were somebody who indulged in any form of plastic surgery, that it would be specific to you, you know, and what your need was.
Yeah.
As opposed to a general fashion trend among the... among the masses.
I know, yeah. It's
like it doesn't seem. It seems slightly weird to say. I know. I'd like to have a better nose, but it's all in to have your bum done. That doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I know, but it's it, like if, during the 90s, kind of, it was all about the diddy jobs. But it was all about getting the diddies done.
The frontage.
Your frontage, yes. Your front bottom. That's a terrible thing to call it.
And it's not even accurate.
It's not at all.
Anyway, I think we get the general gist of the area you're considering.
Yeah, it was all that. That was all the rage.
Right, you know? Okay. Because and that's out of fashion as well, is it?
That's good. Yeah, that's not as fashionable at all anymore. No, right. That's gone. And then it sort of, and then it went into the face. You know, you had those women walk around looking surprised all the time.
We're
getting the forehead and the Botox and everything. Now, the bum is a big thing. Everybody wants a big bum for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, the
Kardashian effect.
The Kardashian effect, exactly. Yeah. A bum that you just, yeah, it's mostly women. There is fellas getting it done.
Right.
But it'd be like if a friend of mine had a bum like that, you'd be wondering if you could deflate one side of it or something. Every time you go to the bar, you'd be giving him a boot to see what happens if it makes a noise.
Mind you, there's a lot of lads who, like a bum lift would probably be a very practical thing, you know, if for no other reason than just to get them to keep their bloody jeans up and leave the whole troker box look behind.
They need to do something about that, lads. Seriously, they're still everywhere. All the builders out there. How, like, it's one thing when they're bending down to pick something up, but there's what fellas walking in there and they're wearing luminous jackets and it's like wrapper pants and this big hairy old culty builder's crack halfway up their back and it's being highlighted by a day glow jacket on the top of it as if a warning like to not to fall into it.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
In the meantime, I'm after reading a story here and it's kind of blowing my mind a little bit. Apparently, 43 prisoners in Ireland, including criminals who are doing time for kidnapping and robbery and threats of murder and homicide and everything, have escaped or absconded from jail over the last 4 years.
My God.
Which I think is...
43 prisoners on the loose.
Well, no, they caught 41 of them again.
Oh, my God.
So there's still two out there. Yeah.
Oh, there's two. Oh, right.
So there's still two out there. And apparently the two that are still out, they were very near the end of their sentences and they weren't regarded as being very serious criminals anyway, is what we're being told anyway.
Are you trying to say they're not really pushed about getting them back in?
It doesn't seem that way. But reading between the lines, it sort of seems like it's more trouble. They were nearly done, you know. It's that kind of thing.
Trouble getting them back in again.
Leading to it. One of them was an Irish fella, and the other one was a Dutch fella.
Right.
They're still on the loose. Yeah. So if you see a fella,
are they with each other?
Who knows? Imagine. If you see a fella that looks a bit bogey and he's hanging around with another guy called Hans Goldenfriller or something, you know what's going on. It's definitely two fake names.
It's hard to know really what to take from that story. On the one hand, you could take that's a shambolic system if 43 of them got out, managed to escape.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, the fact that they got 41 of them back,
you think,
does it just mean that the criminals, they were a bit sort of, right, we're out, what we do now? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, like where a dog that chases a car and he finally gets it and doesn't know what to do.
Exactly.
Kind of goes, actually, it's not that bad inside.
Or else they got out and they go, right, where'll I go now? I'll go to me ma's. She'll be in.
Yeah, maybe they just called in and then knocked back to the prison.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, because there's something like, you know, we've all watched Prison Break movies growing up and everything. Mm. And a prison break, when you think about it, for us is kind of, you know, it's digging tunnels or it's, you know, climbing a fence or it's, you know, 25 men planning a helicopter landing on top of a roof or whatever.
Yeah.
But it seems this one, these are fellas who just walked out of open prisons or, you know, they were sort of, somebody was going to the toilet and they just sort of just walked away or, you know, I don't know really. It seems like it's very uneventful, non-dramatic escapes.
But I mean, if they were kidnappers and making threats of all sorts of shenanigans,
yeah,
they'd hardly be in open, would they?
Well, I don't know, apparently they were. Imagine, you know, a few of them were, yeah. They were in open prisons, probably near the end of the sentence, on a prison escort.
Where's Gallagher? I don't know, he said he was going to the toilet. He's been going to the toilet for ages. Where is he?
Yeah, man, knocking on the door. You there yet?
Are you in there?
You better not be digging a tunnel. But are you sure it takes you 17 hours? Yeah, which in a minute.
Dickie tummy.
Yeah, you know yourself.
I shouldn't have had the chicken.
Yeah, because it's I reckon it's not nearly as cool as it sounds, you know.
No.
Dealing with the old prison escape and stuff. Like, do you know what? Given the chance, I suppose it sort of reminds the lads of bunking off school.
That's exactly what came into my head. It was more like lads mitching than it was actually like a prison break.
Yeah, it's more like not turning up for geography class. You're hanging around the park. You have you know, you're getting up to no good. Yeah, maybe you have a little run, roam around. You go to the zoo, catch a movie. And then call back into the jail and go
back in. And where were you?
Nowhere. Yeah, I was here all the time. You weren't here. I was. No, you weren't. Jono and Slasher and Tony went into the showers and they couldn't find you anywhere.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
087-1818-100 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. Loads of people have been on.
Yeah, about the noises.
Oh, yeah. International Noise Awareness Day, apparently it is today. The idea is that the world is just too noisy. There's just too much noise in the world. And, you know, the idea is to become aware of it. Try and cut out the excess noise that you don't need in your life.
Yeah, or on the flip side, maybe add in or think about some of the noises that adds to your life and make it a little bit, you know, more relaxing or something. Like hippie CDs, basically, you know those ones.
I know what you're talking about. Listen, Naomi's been on to say other people chewing is one of the worst noises.
It really is the worst, especially if they're an open mouth eater. Do you know them people?
Yeah.
It's one of the worst ever.
Yeah. Gubby says he lives about 30 metres from a railway line, which you'd imagine would be one of those things that might annoy you. But he says you just get used to it.
Yeah, I did. When I was living in Dunleary, I was living right beside the Dart track there. And I kind of got to like the noise.
Because I have to say, because I used to live on a main street or whatever, and I have to say the traffic noise never used to really bother me.
Yeah.
That never really got to me. But again, it was just it's a sort of a background noise.
You get used to it. You do, you get used to it. It becomes almost comforting. Like.
Yeah, also, Emily's been on to say, oh God, please, PJ, never make that sound again. I was close to vomiting while driving.
Oh, sorry,
That's just the way he talks. Leave him. Stop saying no. I think you're getting the blame for the...
The snorty,
I actually brought that up now. But anyway,
I know.
That's the best thing about this show is if there's anything really dodgy, they assume
people
it's
always
you.
Associate. Yeah, no matter what you do, they'll always go, that was your man, wasn't it?
I could pretty much say anything I like.
I know, like, if you did something outrageous, they'd say, don't worry, we know he puts you up to it. Out, PJ. Go, out.
It's absolutely true. Yeah. Generally, if I turn around and go, there's no need for that, PJ. I didn't even speak. They'll still blame you.
They'll still go, you did. You must have.
Yeah. What else we got? Worst sound, Mayo accent.
Oh, jeepers, yeah. The Mayo accent, the full-on Mayo accent sounds like, you know, when Americans try an American accent or an Irish accent.
Oh, right.
You know, I have a cup of tea in the pint of milk. Oh. It sounds like they're always
is that a Mayo accent?
Yeah, I have a cup of tea and a pint of milk. Oh.
They don't remember Enda Kenny sounding like that.
You know the way they do that when they start doing the cock-a-doodle-doos? When they start saying, Mayo! Hop, Mayo! They start doing that when it comes to All Ireland times. Yeah,
Louise was on with what she feels is a good one. Morning, guys. I love the sound of high heels on a wood or tile floor.
You love the sound of that?
Louise does.
That's gas, isn't it? Do you know what I love the sound of? You know, it's the sound of people shouting and cheering. You know, you walk into a football stadium and you walk around the back and you can hear it, there's a rumble. And the closer you get, the louder it gets. And then you walk out.
That's sort of background sound, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
That's when the noise is sort of like... it's like one big noise as opposed to a load of individual noises.
Exactly,
Whereas you get that in a busy pub and you're like, oh my God, sir, will you keep your voice down?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. The only thing is it gets ruined when you walk in and you hear amazing people, thousands together in unison. Yeah. And you're like, what are they saying? They're saying the goalkeeper's fat. And you're like, all right. That kind of knocks the thing out of it. Yeah.
Come here, Louise has this thing about it, when you rub a cloth against... some other material like corduroy or felt that apparently sends those kind of nails on a chalkboard sensation through Louise.
Really? I've never heard that before.
So one cloth, fabric against fabric.
Yeah, drives
us. Must make walking around very difficult for
Louise. Must walk around like a cowboy. Try not to let her trousers touch off each other.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
That must be a tough one. And then we had a couple of audio examples in. Hopefully this will load up for me. It doesn't seem to be loading at the moment. Maybe Clint might just bash those onto me and we'll get those up. The sound of when you ask a tradesman how much the job is and they suck the air in over their teeth.
Worst sound ever.
Yeah, that means you know you're going to get an awful lot of money.
Yeah, your bank account starts to wince even when you hear that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right, Clint has joined us because you've got a couple of audio ones in that won't load up for me. For for some reason.
We do. He is for PJ and Jim. I hear this noise even when I'm asleep. The noise of a bus idling with the indicator on.
Is that meant to be good or bad, by the way?
He's smiling in his emojis.
Oh, he likes it.
Yeah.
All right, I guess, yeah.
That's from Brian.
Another motor enthusiast of a completely different nature. It's not exactly featured on Top Gear ever. But,
no, exactly, yeah, to be fair.
And this one from Kinga.
Hi, lads. I'm just thinking about the annoying sounds. And you know when you try to put the gear in and it doesn't go in the car and it just makes that horrible sound?
I do.
That crunch.
Or you know when someone has the sniffles, like when they have someone in the office who has allergy and they're constantly like, like, oh, it's just so annoying. Or the other one you were saying about the dentist, the drill in the dentist. I think the worst one in the dentist is when you get your teeth cleaned and they use that thing that's very like high pitched. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
Seems like she's got a lot going on in her life.
Quite,
really,
quite, yeah, she? She's
there's a
lot of annoying noise.
Really get on her nerves.
She's going to be. I have a feeling she's going to be ringing us all day. And another one. Don't forget this one. Yeah.
Anyway, listen. Let us know. 087-188-100. I'd like that there as Clint was playing them out for us there. If you can actually give us a sample of whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, let us know. 087-188-100. If you want to drop it on a voice note, please do, or else just get it into us on a WhatsApp and let us know. International Noise Awareness Day. Do you have one that's above all for anything for
as
you?
As in, right? What noises I like or detest?
Or detest?
Well, yeah. I suppose I like kids. I love the sound of my own dog snoring. I love the sound of engines. I love the sound of roaring engines, you know,
right.
Race track noises. I absolutely love that. And the sound I normally hate is when it stops suddenly because it means I've done something wrong again.
Kate was on saying she loves the sound of rain falling.
Yeah, that's
don't people use that to help them get to sleep and stuff?
They do, yeah. And I've never really understood that because, like, as much as I hate the cold more, I don't get any.
Oh, though, if it's a gentle rain on the window pane. There you go, PJ.
No!
Relax and drift off into a gentle slumber.
Oh, you want to go? Everyone wants to go to the toilet and everything. You know, we set the waterworks.
What about this? Bernie says she loves the sound of walking over gravel or broken shells or something.
I actually do love that sound. I love driving over gravel. You know that driving over gravel sound?
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know why. There's something about the crunchy goodness of it.
Yvonne's been on saying she can't abide the sound of aeroboard or styrofoam. You know that stuff, the packing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that you take out of a box.
I'm normally too excited getting that out of a box to care what it sounds like.
And she says it gets even worse when the kids get their hand on it and then they turn it into snow.
Yeah, start battering each other with it.
Yeah. Gubby's been back on again. Apparently the sound of four sausages sizzling on a pan. I don't know necessarily whether the four is the significant element in
that. I think she's having a go at me there because I Instagrammed a picture of me cooking four sausages for me dinner yesterday. Yeah, is that
there's just millions of them coming in.
The sound of sizzling sausages, though, is very good. There is something special about it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a great sound.
It is.
Far better smell, mind you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a duo, isn't it? It's like ABBA.
Ray has been on as well.
PJ and Jim, this is the noise I hate. I hear it every day. It's an angle grinder cutting tiles all day long.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Dream about it.
I bet he does.
I can imagine I can imagine that's not great. And Andreas was on as well.
Here's the nasty one, guys. You know the party balloons for the kids' parties? Like, you know, when you blow up the balloon, then you put your hand on it and just press it down a little bit and just slide it down. That squeaky kind of... Oh, even talking about it now, it gives me shivers like... Bleh.
What's that?
I know exactly this noise. That's the noise he's talking about. That noise. God.
Right, well then, especially for you, Andreas.
Hey, yeah.
This is Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
Sunday Times pick of the day. Too much.
Tell
you. Would that be too much? Would it? If I keep saying that all morning, would that become annoying? Would it?
I don't.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim here on Radio Nova. Sunday Times pick of the day.
Yeah, might wear it in after a while, but you know I
too
like
much.
Hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like hearing it anyway. Yeah, let's just keep saying it to each other.
Yeah, or else maybe I'll just come on and say Morning Glory with PJ and Jim here on Radio Nova. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh dear.
I can only imagine the abuse we're going to get for that. Anyway, come here, listen. On to you going to Iceland this weekend.
Right? You love reminding me of this.
I'm just saying, there's a few people have been on with little comments for you. In fairness to Tony, the greenkeeper, he says, morning men, chilly start out on the Curra. Still warmer than Iceland, though.
Oh my God. I mean, seriously.
And listen, Mac has been on as well, so I don't want you to worry, right, about having to bring gifts back for Clint and myself.
Yeah, don't worry.
Actually, Clint has decided he does want a gift. But anyway, yeah, actually, I want a gift as well. But anyway, look, in terms, you know, if you were thinking of maybe, I don't know, the traditional gift of, like, say, for example, a stick of rock. Nice, simple.
Something, yeah, yeah, whatever. Traditional.
Oldie world, you've been in nostalgia. Mac's been on to say that himself and his friend had a thing about bringing a stick of rock back from Iceland. And so they bought one. It was meant to be a gag thing, bringing somebody back a stick of rock. So they bought one while they were in Iceland. 16 quid.
You're joking. You're actually not serious. 16 quid for a stick of rock. Are you serious? So this is getting worse and worse. I'm just going to be living on Toblerones and bottles of booze, man. This is getting duty free.
Yeah, there's not a hope of you living on. Duty free. But God, bring them with you.
And I was trying
smuggle
to
smuggle them on.
I was asking.
You'll never afford a Toblerone over there.
It's unbelievable. Like, I was asking everyone if they had any ideas of things to do. And my sister, I swear to God, I'll show you the picture of it. She sent me an article from yesterday's newspaper. The world's largest Willy Museum is in Iceland. Yeah, the world's largest Willy Museum.
Wow.
The fact that there's two surprises me. I'll be honest with you. That there's a small one and a large one.
Right.
But the world's largest one is in Iceland.
Yeah, the fact that there's probably multiple. Yeah. There's at least two for one to be the largest.
Yeah, and it's probably about 100 quid in.
Wow.
Well, maybe there's a sort of...
Would you pay in to see a load of... I don't know.
Willies?
Yeah.
Well, I'm semi-interested.
This is Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
Welcome back. It is, well, you know it is, Glory Day. So you bloom and chose
it. You've been
here for ages. You chose it and you've been listening to all the other best bits and everything else. But
yeah,
anyway.
So I can't wait to send you my pictures from my €100 ticket into the Willy Museum. From the Arctic Circle this week.
You know that when we did that on the show, some lad texted in and said he thought that Boyzone were reforming when we said, would you pay that money to go in to see a bunch of willies?
Oh, God.
Yeah, very cutting remark.
Cutting remark.
No need for that. So that'll be, I mean, will you venture in?
I think I'll
You'll have
to now.
Well, there's not much
else.
And of course, your other half.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be fair to her.
I might as well.
At least you can let her do is have a look at.
Yeah, she'd be delighted to see what an operating one looks like. You know, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be kind of weird if you know, when you're reminiscing, like you come back and you're kind of going over your memories of your trip.
Yeah.
If her highlight turns out to be a visit to the Willy Museum.
Do you know in the Willy Museum, they actually have someone's willy, a real willy in it, that a man donated to the museum.
What do you mean, a real willy?
A real willy, like.
What's the other willies?
Ah, wooden
chocolate
ones and ivory ones and sort of ebony ones and wooden ones.
They're
and everything.
Just willy carvings.
Yeah, like it's a sort of like the world's obsession with willies, yeah. Or like sort of a phallic museum.
I suppose, to be fair, actually, you're right. I just realised that was a stupid question. I mean, as though you'd go in and just see what?
Yeah.
Willies that were cut off.
Yeah, there's only one cut off willy in the museum, in the whole museum, yeah.
Right.
So there's something to look at. She'll go, I've seen that before. I'll be like, yeah, I know you have.
Yeah. It was in similar, Nick.
I'll tell you what.
What do you mean? That one there is 175 years old. Oh, who are you telling?
If you behave yourself, you might say it again later. Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have a roast puffin.
Yeah, same here. Roast. Oh, my God. I really paint myself in a
good
light here.
Come on, let's send you off in high spirits, right? Enjoy your cold, expensive trip to Iceland.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope it really is fun. I hope it lives up to expectations.
I hope it doesn't. I'm hoping for a big surprise.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.